Hello and welcome back to the Sustainer podcast. This is your host, Supreeta. Today we're diving deep into the challenge of getting people to care about the environment. Is it really that hard to care for the environment? Quite frankly, it is. Because it's a topic that's close to all of our hearts. We all care when something goes bad in our environment. We all care that we have bad air to breathe, bad quality water, there's a lot of waste on our streets. We care about these things at an intellectual level, but we're not really sure how to implement that care into action. And it's not really your fault or my fault. We all collectively are not sure how to take care of the environment, even though we care a lot about it. And which is why the topic of caring for the environment is something that kind of frustrates everybody, and people don't really want to get too deep into it. But for a moment, let's try to think about how to actually care for the environment. Why is it so hard, and how to do it better? So let's deep dive into this episode. Let's start with the harsh reality. Environmental friendly brands often struggle to compete in a marketplace dominated by harmful and toxic brands. Why is that? Well, for one, it's about the cost. Sustainable practices, from sourcing ethically to implementing eco-friendly manufacturing processes, all of this usually comes with a higher price tag. And in a world where consumers are conditioned to prioritize convenience and affordability over what actually goes into making a product, it's no wonder many people opt for cheaper and more readily available options. But it's really not just about the cost, right? It's also about our mindset. For years, we've been bombarded with messages from companies promoting consumption as a means of happiness and fulfillment. We've been conditioned to equate success with the accumulation of stuff, regardless of its environmental impact. Breaking free from this consumerist mindset is not really an easy feat, but it's essential if we are trying to shift towards a more sustainable future. So why do harmful, toxic brands thrive? Simply put, because they're good at what they do. Selling us things that we don't really need, convincing us that their products will actually make our lives better, and obscuring the true cost of their actions. They invest heavily in marketing and advertising, creating glossy campaigns that gloss over their environmental sins. And all too often, we all fall for it. But here's the thing. Consumers have much more power than they realize. With every purchase we make, we're casting an active vote for the kind of world we want to live in. By choosing to support brands that prioritize sustainability and ethical practices, we can send a very powerful message to the market that there is a demand for products that don't come at the expense of the planet or its people. So how can we change our mindset, get informed, and make eco-friendly living the new norm? It starts with education. We need to arm ourselves with knowledge about the environmental impact of our choices, from the food we eat, to the clothes we wear, to the products we use in our every single day life. We need to ask questions, demand for transparency, and hold companies accountable for their actions. But education is truly just the first step. We also need to take active action. We need to support brands that share our values by voting with our wallets. And we should boycott brands that don't align with our values. We need to reduce our consumption and opt for quality over quantity, and truly embrace the concept of enough. We need to advocate for change, pushing for policies and regulations that actually prioritize sustainability and hold polluters accountable. In the end, getting people to care about the environment isn't just about convincing them of the importance of preserving the planet, right? It's about empowering them to make a difference, one choice at a time. And together, we can actually create a world that's not only sustainable, but maybe even thriving for generations to come. How do we make this change today? You can start right now. You don't have to be like an environmentalist, or you don't have to have a history of caring for the planet. You can actually start today. How do we do this? So say, suppose you're going to the grocery store today. You have 5 things on your list: toothpaste, toothbrush, a soap, and a few grocery items. Okay, and instead of just going and grabbing whatever you usually buy, whatever you've been conditioned to buy for generations, take just 5 more minutes today. Read the labels and see if you understand things on the label. If you don't, take out your phone and see what those ingredients are. If you feel like they're not good for you, you can see the toxicity levels. Everything is available just even on Wikipedia or the first page of Google. Just check it out. And if you can, just take 5 more minutes and go and explore other alternatives of the same product. Even in grocery stores today, there are products that are actually eco-friendly. You just have to spend a little time searching for those, maybe a minute or two extra. And making this change, going for organic brands, going for toxic-free brands, and, you know, brands that actually care for the planet without maybe investing so much into their advertising or glossy campaigns, if you find those brands in your local grocery stores, start buying them. And maybe, who knows, with small changes that we do every single day, when our kids grow up, when they go grocery shopping, maybe they won't have to filter through brands and find out the eco-friendly ones. Maybe at those times, the aisles will be filled with eco-friendly and sustainable brands, and all that will be true only if we take those steps today. Every choice that you make actually matters. It matters for you, it matters for your loved ones, and it matters for the planet, especially for the future. So start today, start small, and I'm sure we can together make a big change. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Sustainer Podcast. I'll see you next week. Have a great day.